So let's start a new perek. Today's perek, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed. It's called Rabbi Lezer the Mila. The famous debate between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim regarding Machshirei Mila, as we'll see. We know that the mitzvah Bris Mila is Doche Shabbos. The mitzvah Bris Mila overrides Shabbos. But what about the things that help prepare you to perform the Mila? So there we can see that's the major debate between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So let's begin. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer over, below Hevi Kli, Me'erev Shabbos, Reveal B'Shabbos, Begula. Rabbi Eliezer says, if you don't bring a Mila knife on Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to bring it even via Erishus HaRabim, even via public domain. You're allowed to carry on Shabbos because it's for the purpose of Bris Mila. This is connected to the last mission, the previous parak, which said that all needs of a Bris Mila are done on Shabbos. So we're talking about preparing the knife. If you didn't prepare it before Shabbos, you could carry it on Shabbos. And it says when it's Megula, when it's uncovered. And then Uvisakada, in times of danger, let's say when the non-Jews decree that you cannot perform the mitzvah of Bris Mila, so then, the halacha is, b'chasei al pi edim. You cover it with witnesses, because I guess when you're covering it, people will see that you're carrying something, and then you can have witnesses say, by the way, he's carrying this for Mila, not for anything else. The Gemara is going to discuss why, two different opinions, as to why ideally, when you carry the Mila knife on Shabbos, you should carry it Megula. We're going to discuss that in the Gemara soon. In any case, Va'oda, Rabbi Lazar also says, Korsi Beitzi, Lassos Pechobin, Lassos Kli, Lassos Barzel. You could also chop down wood on Shabbos in order to make coals, in order to make from them iron, in order to make a knife on Shabbos. So you're allowed to make a knife on Shabbos. Again, it's not simply doing the mitzvah of Bris Mila, but what are you doing? You are creating a Kli, or you're bringing a Kli for Bris Mila. That's called Machshirei Mitzvah, and he says it's permitted, but Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Kol Malacha She'efshar La'asos Be'erev Shabbos, Eino Doches HaShabbos. If you could have done this Malacha before Shabbos, then it does not override Shabbos. V'she'efshar La'asos Be'erev Shabbos, Doches HaShabbos. If you could not have done it before Shabbos, then it is Doches HaShabbos. So for example, Bris Mila itself, you have to do on the eighth day. So baby's born on Shabbos, the Bris Mila is on Shabbos, you cannot perform it before Shabbos. So there, it overrides Shabbos. However, you could create the knife before Shabbos. You can bring the knife from Rishus HaRabim before Shabbos. So if you don't, that doesn't override Shabbos. So that's a major machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, as represented by Rabbi Akiva, for Machshirei, preparations for the mitzvah of Bris Mila. If you could have done it before Shabbos, and you don't do it before Shabbos, can you override Shabbos prohibitions or not? Rabbi Lezer says yes, and the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva say no. Our Mishnah tells us, Gemara says, Yivar Lahu, the Bnei Yeshiva ask, Taima, Rabbi Lezer, Mishum, Chibube, Mitzvah, Odilma, Mishum, Chshada. What's the reason, Rabbi Lezer says, that if you carry the knife on Shabbos, you have to keep it uncovered? Is it to show to everyone that the mitzvah is so beautiful that you want to be Mechal Shabbos for it, because it's so beautiful? Or is it because, so people won't suspect you, that you are carrying an object in Rishus HaRabim, not for the purpose of a mitzvah? So the Ma'ad Af Kamina, what's the difference with the reason why you carry the Mila knife uncovered? La Suye, Mechusal Piedim. So let's say, are you allowed to carry a Mila knife covered with two witnesses, not in times of danger? In times of danger, when you can't carry it uncovered, you have to sneak the Mila knife to the house. So then you do it covered, and so that people don't suspect you, you should bring two edim. But let's say it's not a time of danger. Can you carry it covered with two edim, so that will deal with any possible suspicion, but it doesn't show chibube mitzvah. Yemar mishum chibube mitzvah, meguloin mechusalo. If you're saying, because, I want to show that I love this mitzvah so much, that it even overrides potential chilul Shabbos, so then you can only do it uncovered. But if the purpose is because they're going to suspect you that you're just carrying an object regularly, then carrying it covered with two edim can be just as effective as carrying it uncovered. So, Mai, what's the halacha? What's the reason? It's bar Rav Levi lo Amar Rabbi Lezer ela chibubei mitzvah. So apparently, Rabbi Levi said that he said the purpose is to show your love for the mitzvah. Therefore, not in times of danger. Actually, you carry the mila knife uncovered. You carry it uncovered or not covered. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi says, we could also infer this reason from a statement in our Mishnah. Dikatani, because the Mishnah states, in times of danger, you cover the mila knife with edim. So we're going to make a negative implication here, a negative inference. Only in times of danger, yes, you can cover it with edim. But not in times of danger, you cannot cover it with edim. Shvamina, mishum chibui mitzvah, shvamina. It's proven from here that the purpose is for the love of the mitzvah. That's why you do it uncovered. And indeed, this is what we prove from this. Tanya Idach, another brisa tells us, v'viyo magul aved v'viyo machusa div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Nogim Hoyu B'Shas Skadosh Shem V'viyo machusa al pi edim. So we have another brisa, which essentially says the same thing. You carry it uncovered. This is Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer, in times of danger, when they brought the knife, so they would bring it covered via witnesses. Now the Bnei Yeshiva asks, "Yibay lahu edim dekamar ihu v'chad odim b'hu v'trei." When it says that if in times of danger when you care with edim, does that mean you and one other person, so the two of you are edim together, or does it mean you plus two other people? So the Gemara wants to bring a proof from our Mishnah. Tashma kavod here uvisakad bechase al pi edim, that in times of danger you cover it via edim. E abart bishlaba hu trei. If you want to say it means you and two other people, shaper, that makes sense. Why they're called edim? Ele'i amrat hu v'chad, but if you want to say it means you and one other person, my edim. Why does it say edim? Why does it say uvishaskon mechaseu al pi edim? You covered via edim. The one who brings it cannot testify. You cannot be a legitimate witness to testify about it. So why are you called an aid? You can't testify about yourself. So the Gemara rejects it. It says, don't be so particular. What it really means is, when it says edim, it means shira uyim lahad b'makom achar. It means two individuals who can testify in another place, in, let's say, by dine mamonos.
Ruling of this, is this similar to other edim? In other words, a katan can't be an aid here?
Right, like a cut, right. Right, exactly. So it'd be like a katan can't be an aid, probably might not be a... Maybe also what it would mean, maybe, is that a woman would not be able to be an aide, probably. Although...
What would be the purpose of that? If the whole thing is just for, say, you know...
Right, although, by the way, the Chasab Sofer says that also women and relatives are kosher, as long as there are two people. So because it's not real edus, it's just really to prevent the person from being suspected. So then you really have to say... You really have to say what it says, you know, to people who can testify, you know, don't be so particular. Yes, it means two people in general, like you normally need two people, means two people. It probably means, here you have to, I guess, you according to the Chasam Sofer, you have to understand the term edim very loosely. It means two trustworthy people. That's what you have to say. The Mishnah is not, don't take it so particularly. Okay, that's a good point. Od Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer also says you cut wood at Shabbos in order to make coals, in order to make metal. Tanya Rabbanan, Mikomash Rabbi Eliezer, how you course your eighty lasses pchavim lasses bars will be Shabbos. So the place Rabbi Eliezer, they actually would do this. Mikomash Rabbi Yosef Glili, how you ochli besar of bechalav. So they say, by the way, also the place of Rabbi Yosef Glili, they would eat based on his teaching, chicken and milk. We're giving examples here of situations where until the halacha was paskin, until there was a consensus, so then if you followed a certain tana in his place, you followed his ruling. So an example would be Machshire Mila, and Rabbi Yosef Glile, it would be chicken and milk. So we're gonna now gonna bring the story with the chicken and milk. Levi Ikle, Levi Yosef Rishpa. So Levi visited the house of Yosef Rishpa. He was he hunted chickens or birds. Krivale Resha de Tavasa Bachalava, they brought in front of him head of a chicken. That's called Tavas. Type of chicken with milk. Lo achal, he didn't eat it. He asked the kave the Rabbi when Levi came in front of Rabbi. Amarlei amaylo tisham tidu. Rabbi asked, why didn't you put him in why didn't you excommunicate him? Because he ate chicken and milk. Amarlei asrei the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir hava. He's in the place of Yehuda ben Maseir. That's his town. Ve'amida dilba darash lahu kav yosek lili. Maybe he holds a kav yosek lili who allows the mixture of chicken and milk. Did not. How do we know that? We have a Mishnah which says the following. The Pasuk says don't eat anything that is a nevela. Nevela is meat that has died without shchita. That's a kosher animal that's died without shchita. It also says don't cook a kid in his mother's milk. It seems, because we want to connect, because of the connection between these two statements, that maybe only those things that are forbidden be based in the vela, and you have to shech them, those things you can't cook in the mother's milk, as opposed to what? Fish and grasshoppers. Kosher grasshoppers can be eaten with milk, because they can never become a nevela, because you don't shech them. But that would mean that what a chicken that you do shecht, so it would seem that it is prohibited to cook with it with the milk. Tabalobar, so the Pasuk tells us, the way Rabbi Yosef Glili understands is bachalei vibo. Specifically, it's forbidden to shecht an animal that actually has milk. Yatsa of she'elo chelevein. There's no, the mother doesn't have milk. Okay, so therefore the prohibition of cooking or eating meat with milk is only a meat from an animal that has milk.
So these things are both considered the Rabbanan, is that? Not the right?
100%. Chicken and milk is only a rabbinic prohibition. Yes. There are some differences. There's no prohibition of hana'a from a mixture of chicken and milk. That may come into play. Like feeding your animal. You're not allowed to feed your animal beef and like a kosher beef. And I'm not sure, I have to see about non-kosher, but let's say you have kosher beef
dog
and
dog food.
Right. So I'm saying is, but I think there's another issue with dog, right? You're more of an expert than I am, David. I'm not holding vinyanim. But I think there is a discussion if it's non-kosher, then does the prohibition of basar v'chalav only apply to, I think that's a question, does the prohibition of basar v'chalav only apply to kosher meat, or is it applied to non-kosher meat? But certainly it doesn't apply to a mixture of chicken and milk. You can feed
your chicken, the rabbanon on its own?
Yeah, so as I'm saying, so that because the mixture, let me make this clear, because the mixture of chicken and milk is an issa d'rabbanan, so therefore there's no prohibition of hada'a. When there is a Torah prohibition of meat and milk, there's also the prohibition of hada'a. There's not even a rabbinic prohibition of hanav, a benefit from a mixture of chicken and milk. Okay. Amar Yitzchak, Ir Achas, Haisa, Eretz Yisrael, Shoyu Osi, Rabbi Eliezer. There was a town that was in Eretz Yisrael that they would act like Rabbi Eliezer. Vahayu Basim Bismada, but they would die in their right time. Velo Od Ela Shapabachas Gojabachas Harishag Zero Yisrael Al Habila. And there's a time where there is a decree by the evil empire that they cannot perform Bila, Al Osa Irlo Gazra. And they did make a decree on that town, which is fascinating, because they were lenient like Rabbi Eliezer. Well, they were Machbir like Mila, but they were lenient. In other words, sometimes you would say, before there is a consensus in halacha, so the halacha would be, if different rabbis follow different halachos, you are responsible to follow the halacha of your town, and you are, it's a wrong thing to say, I think you're wrong, Rabbi Lazar, I'm going to be machmer even. So it says that they were careful with the mitzvah of the ritva wants to say that it's a mitzvah of lo tasur mina davar sheyidicha yamidu small. That basically, you shouldn't deviate from what the rabbis tell you, what Chazal tell you, right or left. So the halacha was like Rabbi Lezer, this place, for you to be machmir was the wrong thing to do. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol mitzvah shekiblu aleha b'simcha kol bila dichtiv sasanochi b'rasecha kabosei shalom rav, adai no simosa b'simcha. Any mitzvah that Klai Yisrael accepted b'simcha, like the mitzvah of bris milah, because the pasuk says, I will rejoice on your teaching, like someone who finds a lot of spoils. Im rasecha is said singular, so it's referring to the first mitzvah that was given to Klai Yisrael, to Avram Avinu, which was the mitzvah of bris milah. And since Avram accepted it b'simcha, even though it's painful, so now we still do it b'simcha. What does it mean we still do it? B'simcha? So first of all, it's we see that it was that Avram made a party when he weaned Yitzchak, and that was at the time of bris milah, and the Gemara says that the Gemara in Nida Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis says, why do we perform the mitzvah on the eighth day? Because in the old days, the woman was she had tumas leida, and it would only last for 7 days for a boy, and then she was tahor. Nowadays we're machmir about the blood and whatever. We're machmir that a woman is as long as she's bleeding after birth, so she is tabe. But according to the strict letter of law, according to the Torah, the tumas leida for a boy is only 7 days. So what does that mean? So they wait for the eighth day for bris milah, so they can be happy. The husband and wife could be, the father and mother could be together when they're doing the mitzvah milah. So that means they're still happy nowadays because they accepted the mitzvah b'simcha. The v'chol mitzvah shekiblu aleha biktata, any mitzvah that Klai Yisrael accepted with fighting, with complaints. You could go to Arayas, for example, Arayas, yachsiva yishba moshe asa'ah bocha lebishpachosav al iske bishpachosav. So this has to do with the people who were misowning, when they were complaining. So it's a shayla, what were they complaining about? So this is, according to this opinion, that they're complaining the fact that Moshe forbade them from having relations with their relatives. So there were certain types of arayos that were forbidden based on Sinai. So they were upset about arayos. They were complaining about it. So the adayin osi mosa biktata deleka ksuva delo rabu ba tigra. Since nowadays in issues of arayos, there still is fighting because there's no ksuva where there is no fighting about. Right? Okay. So, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol mitzvah shemasu Yisrael atzma b'aleiv lebisa bishas kazei resah b'achos kigod avodas kol chafu b'bila. Any mitzvah that Klai Yisrael are willing to be bolster enough to give their lives for in difficult times when the kingdom made a decree not to do something like idolatry and bris milah, adayin hi muchsekas b'yadam. It's very strong and they keep it really well. Milah advos kol chavim. Any mitzvah they didn't keep so strongly, like tefillin, it is weak in their hands, and it doesn't really last, they're not really observing it so much, which is fascinating, right? We think of Orthodox Jewry, for the most part, we keep tefillin, not everyone, obviously, but here it's very weak.
But you don't wear it all day.
You don't wear it all day. So that's what it's referring to, that they don't wear it all day. Ah, maybe, okay. So you're right. So the mitzvah tefillin is weak in that we're not the level we can wear it all day. I was actually thinking, Howie, I think there's like a Tosfos where I don't know where it is, but I remember someone saying that like, oh, I went in these lands and nobody's wearing tefillin. So that's the days of the Rishon. That's not the days of Chazal. But you're 100% right, Howie. The Amar of Yadai, Tefillin Tzrichin Gufdaki. Tefillin require a Gufdaki, a clean body. Kalisha Bal Kedafayim. Like Kalisha Bal Kedafayim, most people aren't so particular about a Gufdaki, and therefore they don't wear it all day. They only wear it a short period of time. Bayi, what does it mean, a Gufdaki? Amar Baye, Shloyafiach Bahem. You should pass gas. Rav Amar Shloyisha Bahem. You shouldn't go to sleep with them. because, again, either because you might pass gas or there might be a seminal emission. Or Tosus even says maybe also there might be hesakadas. You might not be focused properly. Okay, so in any case, the my kari le Elisha Bal Kadafai. Why is he called Elisha Bal Kadafai? I don't know if you ever read, the kids' books, Koasu Chachamino, or Sages Showed the Way. So this is one of these stories. Pabachas Gazer Bachos Harishal Gzeir Al Yisrael Shkol Biniach Tefillin Al Rosh Yikru. There is a decree by the evil empire that any time anyone who puts on tefillin, will his head will be Yikru Mocho, his head will be smashed. Elisha Biniach Tefillin Yosel Shuk Elisha. So he would wear tefillin and he would go out to the marketplace. For Ro Kastar Echad, and one of the officers who was in charge of this decree saw him. Ratz Milfad of Ratz Achrav. Elisha ran from him and the individual ran after him. Kim and Shigia Etzla. Once he reached him, Dutlan, Miroshiv Achsam Yado. Elisha took the tefillin from his head and put it in his hands. Amarlo, Akast, Amarlo, Babiyan. He said, what's in your head? Amarlo, Kafayoda, wings of dove. Pashat S. Yado, Venim Suba, Kafayoda. Sure enough, he opened his hands and they were dove wings. If you call you Korid also, Bakura 5. Therefore, he's called Elisha, the odor of wings. Because of the miracle that happened for him. He was Moser Nefesh.
Well, it's interesting that Tosus says that he wasn't. Harei Shelo Moser Asmo Lo. He should have said the tefillin.
Right.
It's the opposite. Is that what he means?
Harei Shelo Moser Asmo Lo Mar Tefillin He. Yeah.
Isn't it the opposite of the point of the Gemara, though? Aren't we trying to prove that he was like the only one that cared about the mitzvah of tefillin properly?
Yeah. Tosin even asked another question. Tosin says, why he could have even asked, why wasn't he Moser Nefesh that he removed his tefillin also? So,
isn't that, aren't those points opposite of what you're trying to prove?
Yeah.
Even Rashi says here,
So I think it's a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. So Rashi is saying that he is Moser Nefesh, and Tosos says he seems not to be Moser Nefesh. And then, by the way, the Marab points out that even though normally speaking, even on a Gzeira, what do we say? The Gemara Sanhedrin says that even with like a Gzeira, when there's a religious persecution, says don't do X, even like a small thing, you're not allowed to obey. So why is he obeying here? So he says, the only time that is only when it seems by you basically obeying the rules of the governor, that's demonstrating that you are excluding yourself from Klal Yisrael. But he's saying here that most people actually don't wear tefillin when they walk on the road, so it's not seen as if he is like excluding himself from Klal Yisrael. But you're right. I think you're right, David. I think it's a the two views, Rashi versus Tosos, whether it shows that he was or he wasn't Moser Nefesh.
What does the story have to do with the Guf Maki to begin
with? With what?
What does this story have to do with the Guf Maki?
No, it's not the Guf Maki. The story has to do with the fact that we just said that any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted. We talked about Bris Milah. And we said that Bris Milah was a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted B'Simcha. And then we said the Bris Milah is a mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepted B'Shas HaGzeira. And any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael accepts B'Shas HaGzeira, it's going to remain strong in their head. What's an example of a mitzvah that doesn't remain strong in their head? Tefillin, right? Tefillin is a mitzvah that doesn't remain strong in their heads because they are, they're not Moser Nefesh B'Shas HaGzeira Samalchus. So is the story of Elisha telling you that you see that he was not Moser Nefesh like Tosfos, or he was the only one to be Moser Nefesh? And we're just saying that the reason why it's rough for you, it's weak in our heads, is that we generally we don't wear it all day. We're not careful to keep a Guf Naki, and therefore because of that we don't wear it all day. So if we'd be more careful with our Guf Naki, we would probably wear it more all day. Okay? So, by Shida Kafayoda da Amar Lei, Velo Amar Lei Shar Ofos. Why do you mention the dove and not other birds? Mishum the Dami Knesset Yisrael Yoda. Because Klai Yisrael is like a bird, And the mitzvahs are like the wing. That its feathers are covered in silver and its wings are covered in gold. And just like the dove, its wings are protected. So to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs protect them. Derech Gagos, v'derech Hatzeros, v'shalom b'ritzon Rabbi Eliezer. So there was a time when the people forgot and they didn't bring a mila knife and they brought it via the roofs and the courtyards. And this was done not like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So we're trying to understand this story. Masi falav Rav Yosef shalom b'ritzon Rabbi Eliezer. After Rabbi Eliezer, who d'shar? What do you mean this was not like Rabbi Eliezer? He says you're allowed to carry the mila knife, if you don't bring it before Shabbos. If you want to say that what it's really saying is, this is not like Rabbi Lezer who permits afilu birshus harabim, even birshus harabim. And here they only carried it, I guess, on the rooftops or in the courtyards, which probably were in Isser, like rabbinic birshus, like carb leases. Ella birtsud rabbanan, the also derech birshus. Sorry?
It could be like, all of them could be a Rishus HaYachid.
Yeah,
it could. And the Chatzeros?
It could be. So we're going to try to explain. The Gemara is not going to say like that. I hear what you're saying. So the Gemara is going to say, Ela B'tzid Rabbana Da'asru Derech Shus HaRabim V'sharu Derech Gagos Derech Hatzeros V'Karfifios. These areas where there was no Eruv Chatzeros. These places are surrounded by walls, and they have in law of Rishus HaRabim. You can carry from one Rishus to another one, but they said you can't carry between them if you don't make an Eruv Chatzeros. That's what that's what they want to assume right now. And the Gemara reject. How do you translate Karfifos again? That's like a big field that's I guess it's base saw, right? It has two saws. It's like this big, this big area. And it has a wall around it, but it's very large. So the Gemara says, "Obi shari," but would the Chachamim allow you to carry four mila if there's no Eruv Chatzeros? Vatayik shem Yevin also derech Rishus HaRabim, kach Yevin also lo derech Gagos, lo derech Kafefios, lo derech Chatzeros. So too, you can't carry when there's no Eruv Chatzeros. So, and you can't even override an Isser Durabonon. Elamar Ravashi, Shalom, Birtsod, Rabbi Eliezer, Umachlukso. What he means to say is that this was done not like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and those who argued him, the Chachamim. Because Rabbi Eliezer would say it's permitted even Derech Rishus HaRabim, by way of Rishus HaRabim, and the Chachamim believe it's forbidden even if there's only a rabbinic prohibition to carry it. Ella Biratzon Rabbi Shimon, it's like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagos, Rabbi Shimon Omer Echad Gagos, Echad Karfefil, Echad Chatzeros Kulad, Rishus Achaz Hein, Lakelem Sheshavsu Besocham, Velo Lakelem Sheshavsu Besocham Bayis. All of these Rishuyos are considered one Rishus, even if they are belong to different people, with respect to kalim that are found inside of them. So if you have a kli which is found inside of a chatzer at the onset of Shabbos, then you are allowed to carry it from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. I guess he believes that the requirement of Eruv Chatzeros is only from a Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. I'm sorry, it was just a yachid to a chatzer, to a courtyard, a common courtyard, but a kli that was already in a common courtyard from one to another, so then there was no takana, no gzera to make an Erev Chatzeros.
Why didn't the Gemara, if we just said that the reason for Rabbi Lazar is chibuv mitzvah, so why did the Gemara have to go to this answer and not say, yes, it's against the psak of Rabbi Elazar, who holds that you can do it in Rishus HaRabim? Why Rishus HaRabim? Because everybody's going to be able to see it. Then the Bechibuv Mitzvah. Why do we have to resort to this answer?
No, we're not resorting. No. We're talking about a story that happened, and these people carried it derech gagos v'derech chatzeros. So the assumption of the Gemara is that when it said that this happened derech gagos v'derech chatzeros, it means that they did this in this kind of isidurabonon fashion. That's what the Gemara assumes, because it's used the lashon derech gagos v'derech chatzeros, as opposed to, you know, birshus harabim. That's the assumption that Gemara is making. That lashon of derech gagos of derech chatzeros means it wasn't like rishus harabim, but it was not rishus harabim. And it also says that it was shelo keratzon Rabbi Eliezer. That was the story. So they're trying to understand the story. Okay. The Gemara is now discussing moving an object that was in a mavo, an alleyway, where there was no shitufei mavos. Okay, what's a shituf mavos? That's the same thing as Erev Chatzeros. Basically, you had a whole bunch of houses. They all emptied out. They all emptied out into a common courtyard. And then you had a bunch of courtyards, and they all emptied out into one alleyway. And you had a whole bunch of alleyways, and they would all empty out into a Rosh Hashanah, a public street. They would go from one end of the town to the other end. That's typically how the old-time Mishnaic towns were. So the Mavoi, in some sense, is similar to the Chatzer, that just like, let's say the Mavoi is closed off, so then you would, can you carry from the house to the Chatzer and to the Chatzer to the Mavoi? So you need, just like you need an Erev Chatzeros to carry from all the houses to the courtyards and the courtyards to the houses, so you would also need a Shitufei Muvaos to join everyone together, to carry from the house to the courtyard to the mavoi, back to the other courtyard to the other to the other mavois. So let's say the following: Boy Mide, Rav Zeir Miravasi, a mavoi. So you have this street that has three walls, and the fourth wall is open to Rishu Sarabi, and the people from the courtyards they go in there. They use it as a right of way to go from their chatzer eventually through the mavoi into the rishus harabim, to the public street. So they didn't make the shitufei muvos to allow them to carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. Mahu letaltel b'chulo. So let's say a kli was in the mavoi. You had a kli in the mavoi. You had an instrument in the mavoi. Can you carry it throughout the mavoi? Or maybe it's only permitted to carry four amos. Mi amridan kechatzer davi. Do we say it's like a chatzer, like what we saw Rabbi Shimon? Ma chatzer afagad lo irvu mutter letaltel b'chulo. We saw Rabbi Shimon's position that if you had a chatzer, that even if you didn't make an erev chatzeros, since the chatzer itself is a complete rishus yachid, you can carry any kli that was in the chatzer at the onset of Shabbos. You can carry it throughout the entire chatzer. So hainami, similarly for the mavoi, you could also carry anything that was in the mavoi at the onset of Shabbos. Right? Even though you didn't make a shitfei mavos, you can carry kalim that were found at the onset of Shabbos in the entire mavoi. Or maybe lo dami lechatzer, that maybe a mavoi is more similar to a karmelis. The chatzer isle arba machitzos of a high leis arba machitzos. The difference between a chatzer and a mavoi is that a chatzer has four walls, so that's more similar to a rishus hayachid. And therefore, if something is a kli that's inside of it, so we can say it's like a shiachi, you can carry within it. But a mavoi has what, three walls, and in the fourth wall, the fourth side, it's completely open, except that there is a cross beam or a lechi, a little stake in the ground, which allows you to carry. If you do a shitufu mavos, again, we don't have four complete walls, and therefore maybe it's more similar to a karmelis, when if you don't make a shitufu mavos, we can say it's like a karmelis, and you can carry in the mavoi. Idami chatzer isle diurim hailesi diurim. Another difference between the chatzer and the mavoi is that a chatzer is typically, people use a chatzer. People generally keep their stuff in the common courtyard. the Mavi is more of a walkway to get from the Chatzer to the Rishus Rab. People don't leave their stuff there. So therefore, it's more similar to a Carmelis, and we're more concerned that if we allow you to carry throughout a Mavo, you're going to make a mistake and carry an entire Carmelis more than four amos. So Shasik v'lo amar v'lo midi. So Rav Asi was silent. He didn't respond. Zivnim, another time, Ashchei the Yasi of the Kamar. Another time, Rav Zera found Rav Asi, and he sat, they were sitting, and he said, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakhi, Mishum Yehuda Anasi. Reish Lakhi said the name of Yehuda Anasi. There was a time where they forgot and they didn't bring a mila knife from Erev Shabbos, and they brought him on Shabbos. It was very difficult to the Chachamim. How could Heach Manichim Divrei Chachamim Vosin Rabbi Eliezer? How could you follow Rabbi Eliezer's position to carry a knife on Shabbos for mila? Chadad Rabbi Eliezer Shamutihu. One is that Rabbi Eliezer was excommunicated. That is the famous story of the Tanur Shelachnai. Right? That was the famous story in Bava Metzia where Rabbi Lezer said, if the Lacha's like me, a tree is going to be uprooted, the channel of water will go in the opposite direction, the walls of the base of Medish will fall down, a voice from heaven will say like me, and all these things happen. And yet, the Chavim say, we don't follow a voice in heaven, Torah is not in heaven, lo b'shamayim hi. And we go by the majority, and you're the minority, so you need to bend to our will. He did not bend to their will, and therefore, he was excommunicated. So that was one issue. Why are we following Rabbi Lazar? And secondly, Yachid Rabim, Halakha Rabim. And even if, in any case, we follow the majority, we don't follow the minority. But Rav Oshaya, Rav Oshaya said, She'ilis es Rabbi Yehuda ha-gozer. I asked Rabbi Yehuda, the Moel, about what happened. No, the case was there was a mavoi, and they didn't make a shitufe muvos, and they brought it from one end of the mavoi to the other end. And so after Rav Zera heard this, Amarlei, ah, sfir le lamar, mavoi shel nishtadfu mutar l'taltel v'chulo. What do we see from here, from this story? That you're allowed to carry from one end of the mavoi to the other end if the kli, if the utensil, was there at the onset of Shabbos. So it's similar to a chatzer in that regard. Amar le, Rav Asi bat Rav Zera, in. So he said, yeah, I hold of that. Amar le, Rav Zera, Rav Asi, v'alzinim b'hai minach v'lo martli hochi. There was another time where I asked you this, and you didn't tell me what the answer was. So he says, agav shitfech oschelach gemara. Is it because going through your teaching to review the opinion of Reish Lakish, you told over the story, you remembered Rav Oshaya's position. Is that what happened? Amalei, in, yes, exactly. Agav shitfa rahiti li gamari. Once I remember the story, then I remember Rav Oshaya's position, and I remember that we treat a mavoi just like a chatzer. Okay, we're only going to start the next piece, because it goes on a bit in the next daf. So we're only going to begin the next piece. Itmar. It was said in the base manager, Shamar of Zerah Rav, Mavoi Shalo, Nishtatfu Bo, Ein Metal Kalim Bo, Ela Barba Amos. So Rav Zerah said in the name of Rav, against what we just said, if there was no Shitufe Muvos, you can only carry four Amos. It's like a Carmelis. Amar Baya Hamilsa Amra, Rav Zerah Velo Persha. This teaching, Rav Zerah said, he didn't explain in which way what was Rav saying. Ada Asa Rabba Baravua Persha, until Rabba Baravua came and explained it. Dama Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua Marav, Mavoi Shalo Nishtat Fubo, a Mavoi that they didn't make a Shitufe Muvaos, Ervu Chatseros. So now we're actually making a little bit of distinction. Ervu Chatseros Im Batim, if they made an Eruv Chatseros, and now you can carry the Kalim from the houses to their courtyards. But the people of the Chatzer did not make a Shitufe Muvaos, then Ein Metaltin Bo Ela Barba Amos. Okay, then you could only carry four Amos Kalim that were in the Mavoi. But Lo Ervu Chatzeros Im Habatim Mutal Taltel Bechulo. So it's interesting that if you didn't make the Erev Chatzeros, you can carry throughout the entire Mavoi. So what's interesting is, the more you did, the less you can do in the Mavoi. At this stage, the Gemara is saying that if you made an Eruv Chatzeros, but not a Shitufe Muvaos, so then you can carry from the house to the courtyard back to the house, and that's all good. But then you cannot carry From you can only if their kli was in the mavur, the onset of Shabbos, you can only carry it 4 amos and not more. But if you didn't even make an erev chatzeros and there was a kli at the onset of Shabbos in the mavur, you can carry it the entire mavur. We will continue this discussion, God willing, tomorrow.